Hi everyone, this is Jordana from Drink It _ Jordana. Just want to put it out there, if you ever want to sponsor a class, please feel free to reach out to Sheer Enjoyment. You could sponsor for Aliyah Neshama, for Refuah, for Yeshua. There's so many things you can sponsor a class for. I wanted to talk again, we're in this connection discussion mode theme. This week's Torah portion, Parsha Truma. The big theme of it is obviously the building of the Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, and you should make for me a holy place and I'll dwell among you. And that the Mishkan was supposed to serve as a focal point for the Jewish nation that were encamped during the years of the desert. And if you look at the Haftorah from Malachim is focused on Shlomo HaMelech building the first Beit HaMikdash, the temple. And what was brought to my attention, which I thought was so amazing, was that both the Mishkan and the Beit HaMikdash, the first one and the second one, not only were you not allowed to use metal, barzel, iron in the actual construct of the temple and the Mishkan, but you weren't even allowed to use that, as it says it straight out in the Pasuk in the Haftorah. It talks about it, and it says that you can't even have any iron tool. No hammer or axe or an iron tool was allowed while it was, you didn't hear it at all while it was being built. Unbelievable statement that's being made here. So not only was it not in the actual contract, but you didn't even hear those types of tools going on while they were building it. And the most common reason is because iron, barzel, is something that represents the connotation. It represents something negative, destructive. It was the material that was used to make weapons for war. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to have any association of something negative, of war-related, when it came to the Mishkan or the Beit HaMikdash, the first one and the second one. But we were also told in the Gemara, in the Talmud, that when the building of the third Beit HaMikdash occurs in the times of Mashiach, we will be using Barzel in the construct of the actual Beit HaMikdash, that third temple. So why is that? Why is it not okay for the first two and the Mishkan, but it is okay for the third one? Because there's something about potential, and there's something about the times of Mashiach, that things are going to be so different in the times of Mashiach, that what our vision and our view of things, how we looked at something as a negative, now we're going to see the positive in it. So that even goes for material, something so simple as iron, as the Barzel has this connotation of something negative, of something bad, warlike, but in the times of Mashiach, it's going to be seen for the potential goodness that it has. So what is the beautiful message I take away from that? Is that so many of us are yearning to have Mashiach. So many of us are yearning for Messianic times. Well, if you want to have that Messianic, that Mashiach-type lifestyle, the best way to achieve it is to look at things in a positive way. Look at things and see the potential of the goodness that it has. Not focus on its negative qualities. And that's how you could have a little taste of Mashiach even today. I just thought that was a beautiful thought, you know, because it's all about finding God within us. You know, this was a very powerful week. So we had Rosh Chodesh Adar, and Adar is all about the Aleph and the Dar. Aleph, the Aluf, the champion. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents the Aleph one, his uniqueness and oneness. And Dar is to dwell, to live. That it's up to us to allow God to live within us in our world. And he lives within us when there's more positivity. When we see the hand of God, the more I see it, the more I live it. And that's the beauty of it. And that's what I wanted to share with you today. It just really resonated with me this week. So if there's any questions that you want to ask me or anything that you want to share, you know, there are people that do reach out to me via email, and I appreciate that. You can do that at jbaruchov@gmail.com. Or if you enjoy this, I have other messaging that goes on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana. I look forward to hearing from you and wishing everybody a good rest of the week and Shabbat Shalom.